finance and economics.
American energy. Europe's revenge. Donald Trump will spark gas wars, annoying his most loyal supporters.
In the barren post-apocalyptic setting of the Mad Max film series, the outpost of Gastown plays a vital role. It is swimming in fossil fuels, meaning that holding it confers great power in a world of ultra-violent, road-based conflict. Even the most zealous free traders do not foresee such a scenario when Donald Trump returns to the White House on January 20th. But gas will almost certainly feature heavily in the trade wars that will begin then. Disputes over it could upset a tight-knit alliance between the energy industry and the Trump administration. America is now a gas-exporting superpower, a development that has transformed the global energy market. Last year, the country sold over four times as much natural gas overseas as it did in 2015, when Mr. Trump previously announced his intention to run for the presidency. The rise has largely been driven by shipments of liquefied natural gas. Because LNG does not require pipelines to be transported, it can be sold all over the world. And Mr. Trump has pledged to reverse a restriction introduced by President Joe Biden that paused approvals for new LNG export facilities. Mr. Trump has also suggested broad tariffs of 10 to 20% on imports of goods, as well as higher tariffs on countries including China and Mexico. Most of America's LNG exports go to places that have trade surpluses with America and will thus probably be the target of the incoming president's protectionist ire. South Korea buys 6% of America's LNG exports, for instance, while Japan takes 7%. China, the destination for 4% of America's LNG last year, deployed duties on American energy exports as part of the tit-for-tat tariffs imposed by the two countries in 2018 and 2019. This time, though, the most obvious source of energy strife is Europe. More than half of America's LNG exports went to the EU last year, up from less than a quarter in 2021. The share of American exports going to Europe rose rapidly after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, which led to reductions in flows of Russian energy. America appears to have the upper hand going into a gas war. Europe's memories of energy price spikes in 2022 and the desire of the continent's policymakers to reduce Russian imports limit its ability to take a tough line with Mr. Trump. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, has even suggested that Europe could buy more American LNG in the hope of avoiding tariffs. But this calculation is likely to change over the course of Mr. Trump's presidency, since a wave of new LNG supply, the largest yet, is forecast to hit the global market between 2025 and 2028. As well as new export facilities in America, others will open in Canada, Qatar, and across Africa. New suppliers will make it considerably easier for America's trading partners to threaten and deploy retaliatory tariffs. At the same time, European appetite for gas will probably shrink. The Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, a research firm, suggests that demand will fall by 11% from 2023 to 2030, partly as a result of the transition to renewable energy sources. As a consequence, Capital Economics, another research firm, expects European natural gas prices to drop from around €45, that's $47 per megawatt hour, to nearer €25 by the end of 2026. If gas prices fall and America is hit by European tariffs, American suppliers would struggle to find new buyers. Parts of the developing world, like India, could become purchasers. But the International Energy Agency, an official think tank, estimates that prices of $14 per megawatt hour, around half the price required to make recent investments profitable, would be needed to make LNG competitive with coal. If the forecasts of a gas glut prove to be right, the coming trade wars will frustrate a promising export industry. In doing so, they will irritate some of Mr. Trump's most vociferous supporters.